Wealth can be built fast. Continuity must be built on purpose. Families rarely fall apart in public first. They weaken in silence, in delay, in assumptions, in the gap between the founder's control and the next generation's readiness. That is where I stand. I have seen businesses grow with speed, while families slow down in uncertainty. I have seen strong balance sheets, valuable assets, respected names, and successful lives held together by more hope than design. Everything looked fine until one hard question appeared. Who will lead? Who will decide? Who will hold the family together when the founder is no longer the final answer? That is why I chose this work. Not to decorate success, not to sell urgency, not to chase noise. I chose to work where legacy is tested, where silence becomes expensive, and where one unprepared transition can undo decades of sacrifice. The greatest risk to wealth is not always poor performance. It is poor continuity. It is leadership without preparation, inheritance without readiness, assets without alignment, success without a bridge strong enough to carry a family through the turn of generations. I stand where generations turn, where wealth must become wisdom, where ownership must become stewardship, where success must become structure. If it is meant to survive, I build the bridge wealth alone cannot build. The bridge between founder and family. The bridge between inheritance and readiness. The bridge between what was built and what will endure. I stand where generations turn, not only to protect assets, but to protect direction. Not only to preserve wealth, but to preserve what wealth was meant to serve. This is not only about documents. Not only about tax. Not only about titles, entities, or distribution. This is about what happens when the strongest person in the room is no longer in the room. Will value survive transfer? Will leadership survive transition? Will relationships survive pressure? Will wealth unite the family or quietly divide it? Continuity cannot be improvised. It must be architected. With clarity before conflict, with liquidity before stress, with governance before confusion, with conversations before crisis. Most families do not need more information. They need design. They need structure. They need a bridge that holds when emotions rise and generations shift. I do not merely ask, what do you own? I ask, what will survive? What will guide the family? What will hold when pressure comes? What have you built that can outlive your presence? I stand where generations turn, where wealth must become wisdom, where ownership must become stewardship, where success must become structure. If it is meant to survive, I build the bridge wealth alone cannot build. The bridge between founder and family, the bridge between inheritance and readiness, the bridge between what was built and what will endure. Let others speak only of growth. I speak of continuity. Let others celebrate accumulation. I prepare for transition. Let others focus on what is visible. I work on what is vital. Families are not protected by wealth alone. They are protected build an empire. But if the bridge is weak, the next chapter carries a hidden fracture. That is why my work is clear, to make sure success does not stop with one strong life, to make sure wealth does not outrun wisdom, to make sure the family becomes strong enough to carry both legacy and responsibility forward. I do not stand for financial noise. I stand for family continuity. I stand where generations turn, where the family must become stronger than the founder's shadow, where values must become visible, where leadership must become transferable, where continuity must become intentional. I build the bridge wealth alone cannot build, the bridge between success and survival, the bridge between come strong. Generations turn for the founder who worries quietly, for the family that needs direction, for the future that cannot be left to assumption. He did not simply advise on wealth. He helped families build the bridge that allowed wealth, values, leadership, a legacy to survive the turn of generations. Wealth can be built fast. Continuity must be built on praise. That is my work! That is my lane! That is where I stand! I stand where generations turn.